ironically, we don't necessarily associate with any particular religion or creed or denomination or anything ourselves. Our interest is much bigger than supporting any one religion. Thus far, the mass mob concept seems to be primarily a Catholic one, and certainly the mass name, I think, lends to that. We've sort of built off that a little bit and said, hey, we'd really love to see all of the different faith systems in the Rochester area that need the support get it. So we've sort of riffed off it a little bit and developed into something, I think, a little bit larger.
So why are you starting at the First Universalist Church? I know they have an interesting history in and of themselves.
Yeah, they've got a great, great history, and certainly one that's really interesting to the history of Rochester. First Universalist Church is sort of the start of the interfaith cooperation and the interfaith community in Rochester in the late 1800s, I think it was 1870s. They got together with Temple Brith Kodesh, and they hosted one of the first interfaith services.
I know you have a Facebook following on this Rock Mass Mob. How many people have expressed an interest?
On the Facebook page, we've gotten about, I think it's 140, 150 people who have liked it. That was really sort of the impetus for the whole mass mob movement in Buffalo, is that it was a social media-driven movement. And the mass mob name is sort of a interpretation of the flash mob idea of using social media and grassroots movement to get a whole bunch of people in one place at one time.
So you're inviting people to come to Mass on that day, Sunday, March 9th at 10:30 a.m., just to show up and take part in the service?
You got it. First, this one won't be technically a Mass because it's a Universalist church, so we would love for any and all people to show up to the service. This is an opportunity for people who may not be familiar with the Universalist concept or religion, and maybe have never experienced a service and, you know, don't know what it's like. Maybe for people who are interested in the building and the architecture. At 10:30, as you mentioned, the service will happen, and then after that, there will be a little coffee hour, refreshment, fellowship-type hour, and then there's going to be a little guided tour afterwards. So people who might be interested in the actual physical architecture itself also might be interested. Claude Bragdon is a really well-known architect. This building was designed and built in 1907, and it was inspired by the Hagia Sophia in Turkey. So certainly there's a lot of people who I'm sure who have passed by and said, man, I wonder what it's like inside.